Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
attempting to throw up the gum you just swallowed.
Too soon.
Sorry. It's just what we've been talking about all night.
So I know, but it doesn't make it any easier, does it? Because I'm still feeling like something's going to happen. Mm. I feel like it's sticking my vital organs together inside me.
Well, that means it would be outside of your stomach.
Yeah, you've got bigger issues than swallowing gum if that's what's happening.
There's a hole in your stomach.
Yeah, and that's what it's... See what it's done? It's burrowed through my stomach, and now it's like, oh, come here.
It's not a hamster.
It was.
Look, this is really, really exciting. I love this. We don't often get little bits that you don't hear on the show because the mics aren't always on.
Mm.
But myself, Nath, producer Grace, always having... banter,
fun chats,
conversing, and I was because again, if you listen to the show, Nate swallowed gum. We ask people for their help. 13, 10, 60. Have you swallowed gum before?
Yeah.
And it's a big part of the show. It keeps coming up throughout the show. There's a video on the socials at Jimmy Nath.
Yeah.
And I was just telling before we recorded this podcast, the mics were on, so we have this recorded. You're going to hear it in a sec. But I went to the socials and there was a message. From a friend of ours, Rain. He's worked on the show.
Yes.
His name was Producer Make It Rainer.
Yeah.
If you've listened to the show for a long time. Long time ago. It was just before Grace started. He was working on the show. His mum messaged us and she said, I've swallowed gum my entire life. It's fine. And now, I don't want to give too much away, but I got something wrong and Producer Grace tried to correct me. It didn't go well.
It didn't go well, mate.
Rainer's mum has messaged.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said, I've swallowed a lot of gum my entire life. It's fine. My gastroenterologist,
yeah.
Mate, you are a wanker and you f***ed it up.
Yeah, guess what? That's recorded. I'm going to put that up as a video.
When were you a wanker and you were wrong?
And she was wrong. Your voice.
Mate.
You went. You didn't get any of it right, but you said it like f***ing you.
You wanker.
Oh, no, I said, I'm like, you sound like a I just did it anyway. And then I
You're like, Jimmy, you'll find it's gastroenterologist. I'm glad this is on camera.
And then the fear in your eyes.
I, producer Grace, am so sorry to you, Jimmy, and the listener for being an asshole.
Oh, let's do the podcast. You wanker.
I know. It's not often that... Look, I like to create two very distinct personas for myself.
We know.
One being what you hear on the show, you know, kind of fun, lovable,
fun,
intelligent.
Flirty, fabulous.
Yes, yes, yes. And then you two get to see a different side of me behind the scenes.
It's a privilege.
I'm a little bit of a know-it-all, and I like to be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't get any of that right.
No.
Gastro.
The way you said it.
But you said it. You're like, oh, Jimmy.
It was so good. And you pursed your lips.
Yeah, no one asked.
Your chest went forward and you're like, here we go. I'm going to correct him.
I'm like, I know that word. Let me show it off.
Do you want another go at it?
Nope.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, let me.
Let me Google how to say it.
Yeah. Okay, it's obviously gastroenterologist.
Oh!
I've seen Grey's Anatomy.
That's not how you said it earlier,
No,
though.
It wasn't.
Gastroenterologist. Idiot!
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast!
Nath, producer Grace, a large downswing in house prices is being led by sharp declines in capital cities, mainly Sydney and Melbourne, with values dropping in 5 of the 8 capital cities.
It's good.
So good news if you want to buy a house. Well, I mean, let me talk you through some of it.
Mm.
Dwelling values fell 1.3% nationally in July, making it the third consecutive monthly drop. So it's going down.
To be fair, it was as high as it could pretty much go. Yeah. So I'm glad it's come down a little bit.
Prices have dipped 2% from April's peak, although most homeowners remain ahead after almost a 29% national surge in values since the pandemic.
Mm.
So pre-pandemic, they're still ahead, but it has gone down a bit. Makes sense.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
I'm not good at numbers and stuff.
So because of the pandemic,
yep.
I know we've had a big boom since then. So it's still up on the average 29% pre-COVID. So think of a number pre-COVID, 2018.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're 29% up from then, whatever that number was. Mm-hmm. Now we've come down 1.3%.
So it's still up. It's just on the way down.
Yes.
I think because people couldn't travel and stuff, so they were spending money elsewhere, improving their houses, buying houses.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Gotcha.
Which is great news for one member of the team.
Yeah, of course
who
it
is looking to add to her portfolio. Producer Grace and her partner Diana. Nath, round of applause for them.
It's absolutely.
It's not true. They're living in my mum's house at the moment because we're trying to save for a wedding. So
it's because you got renters in your other five.
I don't have a portfolio of property.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jim, former Yellow Wiggle, Emma Watkins. Get this. She has introduced her new children's character to the country. It is called Emma Memma. Emma Memma is what she was singing.
My first time hearing that. Is that her?
That's her. That's her. So she released a little video of her on her Instagram. That's her singing.
It sounds very high. It sounds like a child.
Oh, I've got a feeling there might have been a bit of auto-tune involved.
You play a little, not the whole thing, because it's quite long.
I can play all 20 seconds if you want.
Come on and dance. Okay, yeah.
I'm trying to hear it now. It's not, she's not the one going,
I'll be honest.
Just so you know,
that's what I first heard. And I went, what?
Just so you know, they're like other characters, you know. Okay, so she's introduced on her Instagram. Brightly coloured orange dress is going to be her vibe.
Couldn't go yellow.
No, apparently been taken.
Copyright.
There is
no orange wiggle, so I'll.
This is what the Mandarin wiggle, I think she's going with. This is what her new character, Emma Memma, will focus on. It's a new generation of communication where she and her friends navigate challenges and adventure using sign language, which she studied. Auslan, which is awesome. Choreographed dance narratives, gesture, mime, singing, speaking, listening, making craft, and drawing all rolled in to the one show and the one character, Emma Memma. So this is the new thing.
Look, it makes a lot of sense as a business decision. She was clearly became the favourite wiggle. It was the favourite wiggle of absolutely everyone. Just waving goodbye to Max. Is that what you wanted? You want us to say your name on the radio?
Yeah.
Max is a producer of Abby Chatfield, by the way, guys. It's got a bit of a crush.
He sticks around because he loves the show.
Yeah, big fan. He's just trying to just get in there, he is. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, great business decision. Because she became the most popular wiggle.
She was the wiggle. Everybody loved her.
And at the end of the day, the wiggle, like the name and all, majority of the money went to the 4OG wiggles.
And the corporation.
Yeah,
itself.
And everyone else. So, you know, I'm sure she was getting paid it right.
Yeah.
But with this, she makes all the money. I saw this as well, Nath. It's nothing to do with me. I've just seen it on Twitter. Red hot favourite to be on The Masked Singer.
Because
she's obviously can sing. She's announcing this new thing, bit of publicity.
Well, there's a character called Emma Memma on there. Abby Chatfield, I know you're there. Guess that. here's a question I want to ask. 131060, much like Emma Watkins has done, what character did you create for your kids? Now, I know a lot of parents do this. My parents in particular, they do it all the time and have continued to do it. Characters they create for the kids, I know one particularly for me was Mrs. Murray. Have I told you about Mrs. Murray? This is, I think, Producer Grace is nodding. I've told you about Mrs. Murray before. Mrs. Murray's smacking school, which was, I told you about that. This is where I was threatened to be dropped off to, me and my sister, if we mucked up. We'd go to Mrs. Murray. She ran a smacking school where she had this big robot and it would smack you on the bottom until you apologised.
So it was a robot.
Did.
So Mrs. Murray wasn't real.
So Mrs. Murray invented the robot. She was like the keeper of the robot. And you go in and, Mrs. Murray, I'm so sorry. And you go in and smack, smack on the bottom. Yeah,
scary.
And one time there was a scary house up the road from us and I was in so much trouble. Dad made me get out and I was going to walk up into Mrs. Murray's house, which is probably like Doug the Tyler's house.
John the plumber. Your dad, and you didn't call his bluff, did you?
No, I didn't call his bluff.
It's the difference between you and me as kids.
You would have been in there.
I would have walked straight in there.
And you would have walked in.
It's where I live now, Mum and Dad. I hope you're happy. I knew Mrs. Murray wasn't real.
You're a liar. All right, 131060, straight. Jump on the phones. Right now, I love these. What character did you create for your kids? Or, when you're a kid, what character was created for you by your parents? 131060. And also, if you give us a call, we've got these $100 Skull Candy vouchers to give away. Skull Candy, the original lifestyle audio brand. You want one of those? 131060. Very simple. What character did you create for your kids?
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
13, 10, 60. What character did you create for your kids? This is after former Yellow Wiggle, the one who absolutely nailed it, who everybody loves. Emma Watkins, she's got a new character coming soon called Emma Memma. She's created it herself. It's going to do so many different things, different forms of communication. I think a big one is Auslan as well. So sign language for kids, which is great news.
Yeah, really exciting. I am interested to see, because you have asked, what is it? The question is, have you created a character for your kids? I guess I didn't grow up around that. I don't have any memories of that, but I don't even have any memories of my friends.
Doing that too.
Like their parents doing it either. So very, very confusing. I mean, you and I have chatted about it many times. Hamish and Andy did an interview with Jerry Seinfeld.
That's right.
Yeah. And it was going just awful. Like, it was going so badly. And then I can't remember. Hamish or Andy, I don't know who's who. Much like Jimmy and Ash.
At least they stand in order.
Is it Tommy and Carrie or Carrie and Tommy?
Left to right. I mean, left to right.
One of them asked me a question. They're like, oh, you ever make up a character for your kids? And remember, he made up this weird monster thing.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
We listened to a podcast called Smartless. Mm. And they had, was it? Mike Myers on.
Yeah.
And he creates characters for his kids and he's like, hey, he was doing one of his kids.
He's doing voices.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I'm this guy outside and I'm homeless.
One
of
the best.
His kid was like, that's not funny, Dad.
Yeah.
And Mike Myers like, my kid.
So that's the thing now. Kids are giving feedback now. Yeah. Back then, I was just shit scared of Mrs. Murray smacking school, which is what Mum and Dad invented for me. All right, Brad from Canberra. G'day, Brad. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Brad, have you invented a character for the kids?
Yeah, well, it's a character everyone knows because they're scared of vampires. So we used to say if they didn't go to bed on time, that the vampires would come and get them.
That is a good one.
And it worked, Brad?
Oh, it works great.
And like, someone's done all the groundwork for you, Brad. They've come up with vampires. You've just passed it on and gone, hey, you know vampires? They'll come and get you.
Yeah.
It's clever. Use something that already exists if you're not that creative.
Did the kids ever figure it out,
that's
Brad?
That's right.
Did the kids ever figure it out?
No, not yet.
Not yet? They're asleep right now.
Brad,
because the vampires are out. Brad, can I ask, how much detail did you go into? Like,
we went pretty into it because we get into the vampire movies, so they believe what they see.
Thank you, Brad. Amanda from Maitland. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Amanda. What character did you create for the kids?
So we created the Invisible Man.
Okay.
The Invisible Man?
So we kind of like blamed everything when we were like younger on the Invisible Man so that we tried to like not get in trouble.
Oh, hang on. So you were kids and you came up with this character for your parents?
Yes.
Okay. Can you run us through a scenario that you would blame on the Invisible Man?
Yeah, so, like, if we were, like, I don't know, did something naughty or, like, broke something, we'd just be like, oh, it was the Invisible Man that did it.
And what would your parents say?
They'd kind of just try and go along with it, and then as we got older, you know, you couldn't really get away with it anymore.
Sorry, they went along. So you just got out of trouble by making up an Invisible Man?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain point, and then if it was, like, something ridiculous, they were like, yeah, no, you've got to cop the blame for that one.
I've crashed the car. What happened? Well, the Invisible Man was driving. And so I think I'm good.
Paul from Singleton, wrap things up, Paulie. Did you make up a character for the kid?
No, it wasn't me. It was my son. A couple of years ago, he was absolutely obsessed with digging holes. No matter what I could do, no matter how many times I yelled at him, he'd just always dig holes. And then eventually he got sick of getting in trouble. So every other time he'd done it since then, it was Dougie dug it. So who dug the hole? Dougie dug it. So Dougie. He's a couple of years older and he knows he was fibbing. It's just a funny thing that we do now, Dougie Dugget.
I love that.
So when you question him on it, Paul, did you say, well, where is Dougie?
No, he's never there when I'm there. He only just left as I get there every time.
He's clever, Doug.
He's quick.
Very clever.
He's quick.
It's Doug and the Invisible Man, they hang out all the time.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Gossip Grace.
Taylor Swift has now responded to the claims that she has the highest carbon emission from private jet usage of any celeb.
Do you remember what she said?
What'd she say?
She's like, guys, it wasn't me. It was the Invisible Man. He got in my plane.
Doug
he was
did
with
it.
Dougie. And they went off to get some coffees. I, it was
you should
man.
See him flying around. It's ridiculous.
If you missed it, research gathered by digital marketing agency Yard revealed that Taylor spent more than 22,000 minutes in the air this year, which is the equivalent of 16 days.
16 days? Yes. What's she doing? What are you doing, Tay?
In a statement to Rolling Stone, Taylor Swift's rep said that she regularly loaned out her jet to other people, and to attribute most or all of these trips to her is blatantly incorrect.
Sounds like an excuse.
Sounds like the Invisible Man. She rented out to a friend. What's her name?
Oh, look, there he is. Doug, get out of it.
However, a user on Reddit has figured out what fans would need to do to offset Taylor's carbon footprint.
Okay. God, people need, like, a life of them.
All Taylor needs to do to offset the use of her private plane is to convince 70,000 people across the world to cut their beef consumption in half. The user has also suggested the hashtag no beef with Taylor.
Right. So
that's good. Actually,
it's a good hashtag.
I don't mind that. So that's how she can offset it.
I've been looking on the social. Taylor Swift fans totally fine with it.
Yeah. They're like, well, she needs it.
Yeah. They're like, as long as she keeps dropping bangers.
What are they called? The Swifties? What are the Taylor's people called? Swizzles. Swizzle sticks.
Swizzle sticks.
The swear beat you.
Yeah. Mongrel. I was meant to say it like, and I'm like, well, that just sounds like a crazy person. Yeah, no.
Sorry, Grace, you could go.
Yeah, I think so.
Swifties. Yeah.
Yes. No, I thought.
Well, that's it, is it?
That's all the info I have.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying.
So you basically come out and say, it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. Someone else had it.
Yeah.
You know, like when you when someone has a car and you get done for a speeding fine, and then you go, no, my mother was driving it. So yeah. They have to take the
points.
And then they send you the picture, and it's clearly you in the front
seat.
Yeah,
she's like, if you have looked very close, it's actually Katy Perry in that. It's just.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Nate, I need the sad music.
Okay. There you go.
Earlier tonight, producer Grace, we nearly lost a big fella.
Yeah, it was touch and go for a while.
Mm.
I'll be honest.
It still is.
I've been on edge. I've been on edge since the incident. I was about to say alleged incident. No, it definitely happened.
It happened.
I've been on edge the whole time. I'm not feeling great, and I'm actually worried.
Yeah. So, earlier tonight, I can't even remember how it happened.
I can tell you how it happened. In layman's terms, I'll tell you what happened. Do you want me to say it?
Nate swallowed his gum.
I had gum in my mouth, right? And I was sitting back in my chair just enjoying. I'm still here, guys. It's not that sad. This isn't an in memoriam.
Nate recorded this earlier. Guys, I think I'm going down.
Okay, so no, I was sitting back in my chair just enjoying some team chats between the Jimmy Nath producer Grace team. And then, Jim, I think you said something and that caused me to laugh and at the same time shockingly swallow my gum for the first time.
So you've never swallowed gum before?
I've never swallowed gum in my life because my nanny Lynn, who we get on the show a lot, she told me when I was very little and the first time I had gum, I remember it was a watermelon hubba bubba. And she said, Nathan, don't you dare swallow that. It's really bad for you and it stays inside you for 7 years. That's what she said to me.
All right. So we're going to play some audio. You can see the full video on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. I didn't get the moment he swallowed it because didn't know that was going to happen. But this is
Also, you guys were ready for the Heimlich maneuver.
No, I think we were.
We just sat
there. To be fair, nobody rushed. Yeah.
We made
nobody
our piece.
Rushed.
We
nobody
made our piece
cared.
Of it. That was. We went well. You know what I mean? When your time's up, your time's up.
So you got to go somehow.
Big fella died doing what he loved, chewing. Like
death
a
by
cow.
Wrigley's. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is just after Nath swallowed his gum.
Nate just swallowed his gum. You gotta spit it up.
You guys were not helping because you were both laughing. Grace, you confirmed my scary fact. You said it was going to be there for 7 years. Then Jimmy's like, "You've got to dry reach. You've got to bring it out again."
My favorite bit was you going, "Should we call a doctor?"
And then also
clearly hear that in the background.
And then also, I had so we've got desk bins, right? Must be very nice. I've got desk bins, and I was trying to like.
Have you got bins at your desk?
We're doing all right, mate. Got bins. I was trying to essentially vomit the gum back up, right? But at the same time, because we're here late, the cleaners are coming through and they're collecting everybody's individual bin. So I don't know if you noticed, but at the corner of my eye, she went to collect mine and then she went, oh no.
He's using that at the moment. How do you feel right now, mate? Because this is the first time you've ever swallowed gum.
Not good.
You look a bit off.
I know. I think it's, I don't know what's going to happen. Does it come out, I'm trying to, in the most respectful way, does it come out in the poop?
So I've actually Googled what happened.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to know or do we want to, like, have people speculate and then I can confirm.
We are going to go to the phone. 13 10 60. Have you swallowed gum before? And I want to know, am I going to be okay? Because I'm freaking out here and my team, my closest confidants, are not helping me in the slightest.
So two things are going to happen. Again, Australia, Nath has asked. 13 10 60. Call us if you've swallowed gum before, Nath. People will call. And they'll say, hey, mate, I have. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Okay. And you'll share stories. You'll figure out what they've done.
Swap experiences.
Or no one will call and we'll realize your time.
What's happened?
Is up.
TikTok. Yes. Or people call and go, I remember when Doug swallowed his gum.
The Invisible Man. You know why they call him the Invisible Man? Because we don't see him anymore.
It was 2007. Australia, jump on the phones right now. I need some peace
of mind.
Grace,
can do a research next.
Yes. Yeah, okay. 13 10 60. This is the first time I've ever swallowed gum. Have you swallowed gum before?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
We just asked 13 10 60, have you swallowed gum before? Because Nath has swallowed gum for the first time. He's a little bit scared.
I'm still shaken. We just rewatched. If you haven't seen it, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see the video. I'm still feeling off. I've never done this before.
You look
I don't
awful.
And you're not helping. You're not helping. You're not helping at all.
A bit blue, like you're not getting enough oxygen, doesn't he, Grace? Look, Avatar.
I was thinking you look red.
Oh, red?
No, it's from the sun today.
Yeah.
So nothing to do with the gum then?
No.
I mean, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, look, I must apologise because radio, notoriously an audio medium, everything you have to hear to really be a part of it. Instagram videos, you can watch. I even try and put captions up as much as I can now, so you don't need to hear the sound. A lot of messages, Grace, from people on Instagram saying, never play that on radio again.
I was going to say the gagging sounds were very visceral. They were
Because I was told that it's, and Grace, you say in the video it's going to stay inside you for 7 years. And then Jimmy, my best friend, who I love to listen to for advice, said, you've got to dry reach, bro. You've got to get it up and out. So I'm only listening to your instructions.
Well, I was saying it's going to be there for 7 years. Like, let it go. It's gone. It's done.
Give up is what you're saying.
It sounded more like, Nath, it's going to stay there for 7 years if you don't get it
out.
Right.
And as you know, I'm not a quitter. You know what I mean? So I don't care if it's all the way down to my appendix. You know, it's coming out, baby.
If you do want to see the video, at Jimmy Nath, it is there. It has captions. You don't need to watch the sound on. But if you do, we've warned you.
Now, we have asked the question 13, 10, 60. Because I'm getting no help from both of you two, I need people to call and help.
I've made my peace with it. If this is your
don't
time.
Don't make your peace with
this
it.
This is your time.
No.
Hey, just know, in your honour, I'll never change the name of the show.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So whoever's doing it with me, it's Jimmy Nath.
It's also not your call.
No, I've got people on the inside, mate. They're going to help me out.
People in marketing are going to help,
mate.
Mate.
People in marketing, they're saying it's okay.
I've asked Australia for some help. 13, 10, 60. Have you swallowed gum before? And am I going to be okay? Am I going to get through this? Because I've got another hour of radio and then I've got to go to sleep. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sleep at all.
Mate,
if I don't get some help.
Sleep,
we got Beck from Sydney on the line. Hello, Beck. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How you going?
Now, good, Beck. It says here you work with us. Do you work with us?
Yeah, I do. Downstairs.
Okay.
So you weren't here. You weren't hearing that earlier, were you?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was hoping we weren't going to get a complaint from Nath dry reaching in the office. It was heard downstairs.
You guys keep it down. I'm working on Triple M.
Okay, this is good. Okay, now, Beck, have you swallowed gum before? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to push through this?
I have multiple times. Most recently last week.
Okay.
Here at work?
Yeah, I was.
And you're fine.
Yeah.
Beck, can I ask a question? When you swallowed gum at work, were your colleagues supportive or did they go, you've got to dry reach it 7 years?
I actually just pretended nothing happened because I was laughing so hard and it just went down. And I just thought it was going to like spiral into too much laughter.
Yeah.
So just fake it till you make it.
To be fair, it's what that did. So.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did. Okay.
Beck, are you saying that potentially Nath is a problem because he's carrying on too much?
I'm not saying anything. It's up to you.
You're going to feel real bad if I'm not here tomorrow, Beck, aren't you? Thank you, Beck. Tanya from Victoria. Hi, Tan.
Hey, how you going, guys?
We're good, Tan. Have you swallowed gum before?
Yeah, he's a bloody stalk. Grow a set of balls.
Grow a set of balls.
Mate, I swallowed pips and everything, waiting for trees to grow out in years.
You're swallowing pips?
What's the
biggest... When I was younger, Mum used to say, if you swallow pips, trees will grow out of years. So I used to swallow all the pips and nothing happened.
Oh, so you wanted trees to grow out of your ears, Tanya?
Yeah. I was very defiant.
Tanya, what's the biggest thing you've swallowed?
It's a bit personal.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay,
because you can hear it all here.
Swallowing gum for the very first time. Absolutely stressed me out. We just had some calls. Help us out. Make me feel a little bit better. But what we didn't get to was the actual medical explanation of what happens when you do swallow gum. Because, Grace, you did tell me that it lasts 7 years in my stomach.
Yeah, I did tell you that. Turns out that's an old wives' tale.
Right, so, okay, good.
7 years in your stomach is not actually correct. It should only last a couple of days. And I actually have the steps of what happens for when gum and how it's ingested,
okay, digested. Great. Okay, great.
All right, number one, you swallow the gum. Number two.
That's good. I'm glad we start with one guy. We are following the list.
But how does the gum get in my mouth?
Okay, you unwrap the gum.
Okay, now we're good.
Okay,
okay,
cool.
Number two, it passes through your esophagus and into your small intestine. Mm-hmm. Number three. Your small intestine absorbs sugars and nutrients from the gum.
Oh, so it does get some good stuff.
It does.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four, the indigestible portion of the gum moves from the small intestine through the colon. Number five, it then passes through your rectum when you have a... I was trying to be really mature about that.
You never know who's listening to the show. You can't be going rectum all the time, all right?
That's a scientific word. It's fine.
What
passes through your rectum when you have bowel movement. Gum will usually pass through your system completely in less than 7 days. So you should be fine.
Can you keep an eye on?
We're gonna need team rectum inspection.
That is absolutely not happening, Nathan.
It's science.
All right, everyone, line up. I didn't swallow any gum.
Yeah, but we need a control. So
we need a control.
Solidarity. We're going through it as a team.
I don't know if it will be solidarity. It could be.
Oh,
I love this team. Love this team. Love this show. Even though I don't know when we're on.
We love.
All right, guys.
I don't even know who we are. So what's the show name?
Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Nath, a male contraceptive pill could be a step closer. Yee-haw.
Yee bloody ha, guys. This is good.
You may have heard Nath mention this earlier.
Mm.
Producer Grace burst into laughter, and then we go to a song.
I don't know.
And then you went,
yee-haw, was just the most unexpected response to male contraceptive pill.
The last thing we hear is, I'm sorry.
I didn't realise my microphone was still on.
Into Vance Joy.
Yeah. It was you. It was you. I'm sorry. Yes, male contraceptive pill. Yeehaw. Mm. Researchers in Melbourne are discovering the nettle leaf extract has the potential to hinder sperm movement.
Right.
Yeah. So in a peer-reviewed study published in journal PLOS One, the research team from Melbourne's Monash University tested the pharmacological effect of the stinging needle leaf. It found it may inhibit P2X1 furanoceptor, one of the proteins that trigger the transport of sperm.
Right, okay. So
you'd still...
ejaculate.
But there wouldn't be sperm in it.
Yep.
Right, oh, yes. Okay. Like yep. a ghost. Isn't it? Like a... like a...
No, you still
ejaculate. You
yes,
can say that.
You still ejaculate. Have the liquid that carries the sperm. There would just be no sperm in it.
Yes. Got you, guys.
It's not a ghost. What do
it's
you
not
mean?
A fart. You farted me.
Was that good for you?
So like that.
Oh, that was so good.
Dr. Ventura from the Monash Institute. It is Dr. Ventura. From the Monash Institute of Pharmaceutical Science is working to develop a hormone-free male contraceptive that has previously shown male infertility can be genetically achieved. Look, it just goes on and on.
Yeah. Right, okay.
They're getting a lot closer. I think it's great.
This is phenomenal.
Especially as a bloke, because I feel like, for a long time, women have been forced to be on it. And blokes are like, oh, you know, I there's no pill for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like wearing a condom.
It's on you. It's on you. Yeah.
And, I mean, Grace, only if you're comfortable speaking about it, it's for most of the women in my life that I've spoken to, the pill can be such a traumatic experience.
Well, yeah,
I'm
very lucky in that I have the natural contraception of being in a same-sex relationship. But, there was a time where I was sleeping with men and I was using birth control, and it has a lot of effects on your body other than preventing pregnancies. And I remember when I was on the pill for a while, I had this rage that would happen anytime I was like about to get my period. And I noticed it really happened whilst I was on the pill. And it was like this white hot rage.
Yeah.
Like you guys have never seen that. And so I couldn't take the pill for that. So I had to go on to more expensive things that would make me less angry. But then I was still angry. And then I was on implant. And it just has so many effects on your body.
Because that's the thing.
It's insane.
It's so expensive too as well, isn't it? I know my partner, she can't take the pill anymore. She was on it for a very long time as well. And same thing. She would start getting really irregular periods as well to the point where, I mean, she already suffers from cystic fibrosis. And to the point where it was actually impacting other things going on with her body as well. So I think you're right, Jen.
So,
I think this is a phenomenal thing.
Birth control works for a lot of women out there and stuff, but it's nice that the idea of preventing pregnancies could be on both parties.
Absolutely.
Rather than just women.
Because, I mean, unfairly, just men being stupid, that's what we are. We're the stupid breed. Yeah. We should never be in positions of power. men, they're like, oh, I don't like wearing a condom, so babe, you're going to have to be on the pill so we don't have a baby. Will that now, like, if those blokes, like, if the women went to them, well, you can be on the pill. There's male birth control. Like, what is that? You know, they're going to be like,
pop this big bad boy.
Because they should be. Because, as Nate said earlier, yee-haw. How exciting
is
it?
That's why this is a yee-haw.
It is. I just wasn't expecting the yee-haw.
Can you give me a big yee-haw?
Yee-haw.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jimmy and Nath live across the country.
Oh, my computer's locked.
Why does this keep happening? What's going on? Wouldn't happen if you had paper.
I love trees. Oh, my computer's locked, guys. I'm having issues. Just talk about yourself.
Do you want me to do the thing that I did last time when this happened?
You two chat. You haven't caught up.
131060, does your dog give you...
No, you two chat. I just
want to
hear...
How are you, Nathan? Yeah. How are you feeling? You've had issues with gum
I'm still
today.
Worried because if you missed it, I've swallowed gum for the first time, guys. I'm still freaking out.
Can you feel it in your tummy?
Yes, I can feel it.
Can you actually? Or your brain just telling you can?
I don't know if it's like a placebo thing, but I'm definitely feeling something. Could be gas.
Feel it in your tummy?
No, I can't.
Oh. It's a shame. 131060, does your dog give you sad eyes? Sad eyes. Yes, a new study has found that dogs can use deceptive tactics, including the old sad eyes, to get treats.
Yeah.
The study was conducted by the Department of Evolutionary Biology and Experimental Studies at the University of Zurich. Sometimes when I put these stories together, I don't know how you guys put stuff together, but, you know, you copy and paste a bit of stuff from some article, and I'm like, do I need to put all that stuff in?
I feel like you put a lot of numbers in yours.
I feel like it, so...
Numbers and big names. I just go, a study's been conducted.
Can I be honest? I tell you why I do that.
Why?
Because I feel like you don't. So I'm like, at least if I go a bit more depth, people go, oh, this show's done some research. Nath goes, Lyft is cancelled.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw it
and then we move on to the meat.
No one cares.
No one cares. No, people care about this, but not about the universe.
I'll be honest, when I look for stuff as well, I wonder like how much effort has gone into it. Like, where is the university? Is it a big known university? University of Zurich, the Department of Evolutionary Biology and Experimental Studies. Sounds important.
It does sound important, but I think the issue is you sound like you're confused when you're reading it, so I don't know that it comes across with as much gusto as you're hoping.
It does the reverse of what you're trying. Like,
the study was conducted. Anyway, so dogs use their sad eyes. That's pretty much what...
Yeah.
Right, I'll go into it. Lead researcher, Marianne Haddenberg.
You're also real terrible at names.
You just say the lead researcher.
Third. Can't get the number right!
My God.
Been a long day.
131060.
Does your dog give you sad eyes?
There we go.
There was some research done by a place and some people that found that dogs know what they're doing. They will look at you with sad eyes, puppy dog eyes, in order to get food.
Now, here's the thing. We've known that this has been the case for a long time, but what I didn't know is dogs know what they're doing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So they're using it as a tactic. I find this the most interesting bit, where they're...
Would you like to know more about the study?
I'd love to. Tell me where the uni is.
University of Zurich, which I believe is in...
Switzerland.
I had no idea. So what they did was they got a bunch of dogs and they fed them different ways.
Okay.
But one of the things they did was they showed them that there was food. And then they didn't feed them. So they're mucking around in a kitchen.
Yeah.
So they're like not showing them the food. And then the dog would, without them looking at it, because they had cameras in these rooms, the dog would change its facial expression. So when the human turned around, it would see a sad eye, puppy dog eyes, and go, oh, okay, you can have a bit of that.
Well, I guess it's like a Pavlov's dog situation.
I didn't think we'd get there.
You've got to travel for using big words.
And you've gone with Pavlov's
dogs. Yeah, so they had a bell.
No, and the
bell.
You're rewarding them for that behaviour. So they don't necessarily know what it is. But same time as, like, if you ask your dog to sit and then you give them a treat, they'll just sit because they think they'll get a treat.
No, honestly, I don't think it's Pavlov's dogs. I think you're trying to crowbar there. I think this is a completely different... Stop crowbarring that in. I think this is a completely different study.
Yeah, they were feeding them at different times, different things, different ways.
What this is proving is dogs know. They know how to get a reaction out of humans to therefore get a reward.
Guys, the Department of Evolutionary Biology and Experimental Studies at the University of Zurich that was published in Animal Cognition by lead researcher Marianne Hardenberg wouldn't just do Pavlov's dog. It's been done.
It's been done before by Pavlov.
He was a bad man.
He was a bad man.
I know.
You keep bringing him
so off-brand for you.
Pavlov's dog in, like, meetings office.
Yeah, because...
And then afterwards she'll turn to me and Nathan go, he was a bad man.
I will stop bringing him up. Stop it. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Does your dog give you sad eyes? Does your dog give you sad eyes? And also, if he gives a call, we've got some Hoyts vouchers to give away as well. We can't see your sad eyes, but you can.
That's your best. That and
yeah. 131060, it's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live across the country, Tuesday night, you got the Jimmy and Nate Show, and Jimmy just asked the question, 131060, does your dog give you sad eyes? Robert John is stoked that we're playing this across the country.
I'm photoshopping Eggs Benny, who's produced the show last night. I'm photoshopping his face into a photo.
Yeah.
And it's like this sad. We miss you, Eggs Benny. we just asked 131060. Do you have sad eyes? What is it?
No. Does your dog give you sad eyes? You know, you research at a Zurich. Whatever it was.
Oh, I'm trying to be more casual. What was it? What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Some people did a thing, and it turns out dogs are sad.
Yeah, no. You've got to find a midpoint between this. Let me do it for you.
I can only do all of it. I'm going to do none of it.
Apparently, dogs know what they're doing when they give you the sad eyes to get food. So it's not just a thing that they do. They're doing it on purpose because they know they'll get a reaction.
Yeah, you can see a video on the socials at the Jimmy and Nath show or on the Jimmy and Nath Instagram story.
Yeah.
We've got a few,
mate. We're doing it right.
I moved in with a mate of mine, his partner. Shout out to Josh and Casey. They got a dog, Baxter.
Oh, so cute.
Just a beautiful black lab. I was eating dinner the other night looking at this article. So I was like, we look for content. We look for stuff for the show. Yeah. And I'm looking at this story and I'm eating dinner. And then I look and here's this dog, this black lab, giving me the saddest eyes because he wanted some food.
My family dog, Chisel, he's getting a bit on now, Chisel. He's a chubby little staffy. He's been doing this since birth. He's been doing it a lot. But also he goes one step further and he actually puts a paw on your lap as well. So he looks up at you, sad eyes. If that doesn't work, he goes, bang, paw. That's why he's so fat.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's a bit big, mate.
He is.
I don't know if the vet said to you, but...
Is it the sad eyes? Yeah, absolutely. Olivia from Wagga. Hi, Liv.
Hey, how you going?
We're good. Does your dog give you sad eyes?
Yeah, not for treats. Well, he does, but when we put him into bed at nighttime in with us and it gets to like 11 o'clock, I put him in his own bed. And as soon as I pull the doona cover off, he knows that it's like he's got to hop into his own bed and he gives like the saddest eyes ever.
Oh, and does it mean that he can stay in the bed with you, Liv? Does it work on you?
I let him sometimes. I give in.
See, they know what
they're
doing.
They know, Olivia. He knows what he's doing.
They know. They're clever. They're clever dogs. Clint from Maxville. G'day, Clinty.
Good evening, guys. How are we?
We're good, brother. Talk us through. Have you got a dog that gives you sad eyes?
Mate, I've got a Neapolitan Mastiff. He's a brindle five-year-old. He's about 70 kilos. I bring him in of an evening because it gets chilly here of a night. I've got the fireplace at home.
Beautiful.
And being a barman and behind the bar and that, I come home late, so my dinner time's later than usual. And yes, when I'm at the table, he's sitting there looking, paws crossed, looking up at me like, come on, man, you're going to give me any? Please? I've been good all day. Come on.
And
just turn my head this way. Hold on. I'll cross my paws.
Do you ever give him any of it, Clint?
Of course I do, mate. I share with my boy, of course.
I love that.
He is spoiled. Like, he doesn't get tin stuff. It's pasta and pet mince and chicken necks.
Jeez, no wonder he's 70 kilos.
I'll lie on your floor and I'll give you the best puppy dog you've ever seen.
Kiara from Edgeworth. Kiara, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good, Kiara. Does your dog give us sad eyes?
Absolutely, and he goes one step further.
Talk us through. What happens?
Well, generally when I'm eating my dinner, he gets up in front of me and puts his face as close as possible and puts his paw up and whacks me across the face until I give it to
you. What, like punches you?
He pretty much punches me.
Like a little love tap until you feed him.
A little love tap across the cheek until I give him something. He's aggressive.
Hey, just quickly, before we go to the last photo, producer Grace has just messaged us. It's a photo of her dog, Bailey.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, producer Grace, you've sent this to the chat because this is Bailey giving sad eyes?
No, my mum actually just sent it through, but he does look like he's got sad eyes.
He looks like he's unwell.
That's because he's in pain, mate. He's like, let me go.
That's it. Can you take me to the vet?
That's Bailey going, let me go.
He's there looking up lovingly at my mum.
He's looking up going, Paul, I need
help. Going, guys, I'm 16.
He's got his tongue poking out. How
yeah,
cute.
His yeah. tongue's falling out of his mouth. What's triple O for animals? Call Dr. Chris Brown.
Tell your mum to pay attention to the dog. Stop taking photos for the show. Mel from Newcastle. Sorry about that. Mel, we just had to do a bit of a lesson. Welcome.
That's okay.
Mel, have you got a dog that gives you sad eyes?
I've got two. I've got two English bulldogs. They don't just give the sad eyes. They will put their head on our knees or our feet on the chair. They'll just look up at you and they'll be whenever if we're going out shopping or whatever, they'll just say, well, come on, take me with you.
Do you take them with you, Mel?
Of course. It works every time.
See, that's the thing.
You can't say no to them.
No.
It's because of the sad eyes, isn't it, Mel?
Yep.
Thought so.
They just look so cute. Mm-hmm. Mind you, they're like 27 kilos. 27. And they're only 3 years and 1 year.
Oh, they're 3 years and 1 year. So the food's definitely working then for them, Mel?
Oh, definitely.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Tuesday night, guys. Thanks for being a part of it. And Jim Woolies, our good friends over at Woolies, get this. They have released an ultra-rare Fixum collectible as part of their new range. So if you haven't seen the Fixums, these are the things you can get if you spend $30 or more at Woolies. They're essentially like a little patch thing that you can attach to anything.
I haven't seen them yet, though.
No, I've only seen them on the TV. I haven't seen one IRL.
In real life.
I haven't seen one in real life. I've seen the Coles versions.
I've seen the Coles Harry Potter ones in the wild.
What are they called again? They've got a special name. Build-Its or... Something else, producer Grace, you know what they're called? The Coles ones?
I don't know what the Coles ones are called, but my partner Diana is unfortunately collecting the Fixums.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
So okay. What do they feel like? What are they?
I haven't touched them, but
Things Diana? Diana.
You got to specify, mate.
The Fixums.
Is that what you call them now? Where do you fix them?
I tell you what needs fixing, the touching. It's not happening.
It's like a small little patch.
That the goes Fixums. On what?
I don't know. Diana hasn't stuck them on anything. Okay. They just have them in this
stickers.
Little...
No, they're like a
they're like patch. An iron-on patch.
Yes, you can iron them on. So you can put them on like a school bag.
Or
you
a denim jacket.
Yeah, clothes.
Why are they called iron-ums?
Because you fix them to things.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you asked.
God, you jumped in very quickly there without thinking.
I'm so sorry. I thought I had the answer there.
I didn't even finish speaking and she...
Because you fix them to things!
This is maybe why. It's not about you touching them. Maybe they won't let you touch them.
Can you go into work early again today, babe, please?
You got to stay back and I got a meeting after the show.
So that's what these are. And the new rare one, guys, it is the Infinity Gauntlet from Disney's Marvel Universe. Now, if you haven't seen that, that is the it's the gauntlet that Thanos wears.
Thanos.
It sounded like anus, didn't
well,
it?
Well, you eat the gum and then it passes your Thanos.
I ate gum earlier, guys.
And come on, surely people are listening for the whole 2 hours.
I don't know, mate. It's late at night.
That joke is for the podcast listeners because they've been listening to the full thing and they go, Jim, I love a throwback.
So apparently there are only 200. 200 across
Thanuses
around the entire country. Only no, it's not Thanos. It's the gauntlet that Thanos wore.
Oh, the Thanos gauntlet?
Yeah, Thanos' gauntlet.
Thanos. What do you call a Thanos from Italy? Thanos! Would you like to say something, producer? You can come in the studio if you want.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you stay there, mate. So apparently it is super rare. It is really, really rare. I mean, there's only 200 of them, which is why when
but
I was
what thinking, is it, though?
It's a little patch that you
but what
fix
makes
them
it
on the things, Jim.
You fix them on this stuff.
You bloody fix them.
But I don't get what, like, is it made of something special or is it just the fact that there's not many of them?
There's not many of them. That's why. That's okay. Why this one is rare. I guess that's what makes all things rare, isn't it, when there's not many of them? That's how rarity works.
See, this show is educational. You all learn something.
That's how rarity works, guys, which is why I want to ask this question to the country. 131060, what do you have that's rare? What do you have that's rare? It can be absolutely anything. Maybe you have this Thanos Fix'em from Woolies. Maybe you've got one of those. I'd love to hear from you. 131060, what do you have? What do you have that's rare?
And if you don't know what rare is and you're just joining us, Nath just explained it and it means something that there's not a lot of.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes it rare. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones. What do you have that's rare? It can be absolutely anything.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Around Australia, you got the Jimmy Nath Show, and we've just asked the question, 131060, Australia, what do you have that's rare? What do you have that's rare in your life? This is after Woolies have released an ultra-rare Fix'em. These are the things that you iron onto things, allegedly.
You fix them to stuff.
You fix them to stuff, hence the name Fix'em, because you fix them on things. And the rarest one, there's only 200 across Australia, just released, is the Infinity Gauntlet, worn by Disney's Marvel's Thanos. Thanos. So
you think you can beat me, Iron Man? You can't. I'm the great Thanos.
Yeah.
Thanos.
One click of my fingers and Thanos controls the world. That's what happens.
Once I put this gauntlet on Thanos.
I don't know. I haven't seen and it. Imagine how angry he'd get. He's like, it's Thanos, guys. It's Thanos.
Yeah.
Whatever, Thanos. Click your little fingers.
Avengers really went out the wrong way. You should have just rolled him up with some great Australian. They need an Australian Avenger. Like, I know Chris Hemsworth an Aussie actor, but I'm saying there needs to be an Australian Avenger.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He could have, superpowers of just pissing people off.
It'd be sarcasm.
Yeah, that's all it was. It's like, quick, we need Aussie Billy. Where are you? All right, I'll take him. Oh, where's Thanos? He's like, ah!
It's Thanos. Oh, mate, sorry. Thanos it is, Cobber. Anyway, what are we doing here?
What are you carrying on for with your cute little glove, Thanos? Alyssa from Cheltenham. Hi, Liz, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Well, so what I have is I'm a childcare teacher and I've been collecting these fixings for the kids. And they are, like, I'm going to have to figure out how to give them out because I think that won't go down well.
Right. So you have the fixings, Alyssa. Have you got any of the rare ones? Do you have Thanos' gauntlet?
No, I thought I saw one, but then I saw five more, and I'm like, yeah, that's not it.
Yeah, it's not it. It was Spider-Man. No.
What do you? I haven't seen him yet, Alyssa. What are like? So you're
like, it's almost like fabric.
Okay.
Oh right. Yeah.
And the kids stick them on their lunch boxes and drink bottles.
So how do they? But how do you? So are they sticky?
You peel it off, and then you stick it on.
Oh, so it does. It is like a sticker, but it's made of material.
Yeah, so I think if it was an iron-on, it would just confuse them. Like, they'd be ironing on their drink bottles.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Okay, so it's a sticker.
Yeah, it's like a stick sticker. It should be a thicker. Okay.
Thicker.
Thicker.
Like that, Alyssa.
Thicker is a clever idea. The nurse is thicker. That's a... Beck from Port Macquarie. Beck, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you, Beck.
You have a very lovely voice, Beck.
Oh, thank you.
You're up and about for a Tuesday night. What are you doing at the moment?
Oh, I just got back from, you know, a hard round of board gaming.
Board gaming? Oh, what were you playing?
What were you playing?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. It was one where you have to make an artwork with some cards and then you score some points at the end.
Oh, there's so many crazy board games now. What happened to Monopoly? You know, yeah. Scrabble.
I know I've got so many in my house, but I can't play them because the family just refuse.
Because, yeah, you're a sore loser, Beck.
No, they are, I like to think.
Spoken like a true sore loser.
Everyone else is the problem.
Beck, we'll get to the question that we got you here for, although it was lovely hanging out. What do you have that's rare?
So I collected all 12 of the My Dogs. They were sort of a promo back in Macca's in the early 2000s. You might remember them, the sort of little plush toys with the big black nose on the end.
Oh,
I think I do, yeah.
What were they called? My Dogs?
I think they were called My Dogs, yeah. And it's got like, you hang them on as a keychain.
Yes, yeah. I collected.
And it's like all 12.
You got all 12 of them. Have you still got them, Beck?
Yep.
Wow.
So I'm just going to Google and see if they're worth
it. What if there's a market for that?
Probably worth a whole 50 cents.
Yeah. Is it MYI? How do you spell it again?
Yeah, it was MY and space DOG, I'm pretty sure.
My Dogs.
Oh, I Google My Dog's worth anything and it just comes up, can my dog eat McDonald's?
Well, I mean, can it?
You're not going to believe this.
Recommend.
You're not going to believe this. The thing it says on Google is, if you do let your dog eat McDonald's, please be careful. No matter how much they beg or give you sad eyes.
Oh, sad eyes!
You cannot give them a McDonald's burger!
And that is called, okay, Beck, you've just joined us for closing. It's called closing the loop here. Did you hear when we were talking about sad eyes and dogs before, Beck?
No, I must have missed it.
Yeah, well. Better bring it down, Beck.
Closing of the loop.
Thank you, Beck. All right, let's do one more. Shekiah from Bendigo. Welcome to the show, Shekiah.
Shekiah.
Oh, Shekiah. Oh, I'm so sorry, Shekiah. And you know what? Producer Grace has even written that, so I've taken that's creative liberty funny. And got it wrong. My mistake. Shekiah, talk us through it. What have you got that's rare?
My name.
Yeah, you're so right. Your name.
Yep.
Okay, why is that? I mean, yes,
wait,
it's rare.
Was that what you were calling up for and then we got it wrong?
Yep.
And that's called closing the loop.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Tuesday night across the country. Australia, we are lost without you, but unfortunately you're going to have to wait until tomorrow because we're wrapping it up.
But you can always get the podcast. Type in Jimmy and Nate, Spotify, Apple Podcast, the Listener app.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
Very easy to do it, guys.
Yeah.
Good show today as well. Good fun.
Mm. 10 out of 10 for me, Nath.
Beautiful.
Because you're still here with us.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
You missed it earlier, Nath. Swallowed gum for the first time and Producer Grace, you and I, we thought we'd lose the big fella.
We did. Unfortunately, we also didn't do anything to help him in that moment.
Grace, I'm glad you brought that up. It's why I'm giving it a 3. A 3 out of 10. Not because of you, Australia. You guys were great. Thanks for getting involved both on the socials at Jimmy Nathan, calling through 131060. This 3 is targeted directly at my team members. Jimmy, my best mate. Producer Grace, the executive producer of the show. And also
look,
friend.
When your time's up.
Yes.
But my time wasn't up and nobody made me feel comfortable.
I can't interfere, mate. God has a plan for you.
It's like when David Attenborough does like documentaries and there's like a seal attacking a penguin and you just have to let it happen.
I'm not that's a seal Nate, or a penguin.
Kill the music.
Here we find Nath from the Jimmy and Nath team choking on some gum. Yes. This is nature taking its course. Producer Grace and Jimmy have to sit there and let the gum fight the Nath, and whatever may be will be. You can see Jimmy and Producer Grace are struggling. They want to help, but they can't. Because
yes,
Elton
you
John.
Absolutely could have. All of you could have helped.
Elton John said it best.
Okay, David, that's enough.
It's the circle of life.
Hey, Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss. Mwah.